Now entering Degenerate Danger Zone. Events occur in real time.
Another exciting edition of Degenerate Danger Zone. As always, I'm Maniac, unfortunately joined by Degenerate Al, Topher, and of course Producer Burrs on the ones and twos. Boys, it was another rough week of gambling. The Degenerates hit it hard. Where did we come out on this week?
I feel like I was 1-2. Rough week. Where am I sitting at now? What's the overall records?
We'll get to that in a second. 1-2, but how are you feeling overall with your gambling, Za? You got your mojo or are you Austin Powers circa Spy Who Shagged Me?
I'm actually feeling okay. I obviously know all three of us, we both gamble outside of what we gamble on the show, clearly. And this is honestly one of my better seasons. I'm feeling very good going into week 6.
Topher?
I'm not feeling too great. I went 1-2 last week. I'm dressed like I'm homeless. I can't even put the hat on my head fully because I have stitches in the side of my head. But I also need to wear a hat because the glare on my bald head from these bright-ass lights would just be blinding to the viewers. It's not good, so it might be a week to fade Topher. I'm sitting at 4-7. Or, with my back against the wall, do you go with Topher? I don't know.
He's due, folks.
I got some picks. You guys do it. Do what you want with them. We'll see what happens.
That's a horrible idea.
And Burrs, where are we coming out rounding out the crew?
We had a heated, great, a solid episode with Jonah and Javon. I'll just put it at that. You want to find out how it was? Watch it on Instagram feed for the next 24 hours or on iTunes and SoundCloud.
All right.
Pour me another goosebumper.
Rounding out the DDZ standings, we have Producer Burrs at the top leading the way with 7-4. Coming off a strong 2-1 week with a Green Bay that looked too easy to be at called last week. It turns out it wasn't, but Rodgers still got the job done. DA, still above that 500 mark, still in the green as far as the bookie's concerned, 6-5. I'm now just one short of the 500 mark, 5-6. We got Topher bringing up the caboose of this train, 4-7.
Someone's got to do it.
Noted overall, the crew is 500. So we haven't really lost you too much money. We've lost you the VIGs, but, you know, there could be a lot worse. We've all had a lot of worse gambling weekends than just losing the VIGs, obviously. 100%. With that said, it's on to Volume 6, DDZ. We're past rivalry week, college. We've already had a number of divisional matchups in the NFL. What are you guys thinking about how easy it is for the square bettors so far in the NFL? Last week, you had two backup QBs, both teams facing them covered. You had the Chiefs undefeated. Both they covered. I'm saying it feels like the NFL betting right now is a little bit too easy.
I feel like though a few weeks, the squares have definitely gotten slaughtered. But, Maniac, I know you were calling me out last week for taking the Chiefs like that on the road at a -2 line. But then again, that same week, Houston put up 55 points. It's not like you're taking KC -2 after Houston losing a game that week. You know what I mean? They put up 57 and won the game.
I overstated the angle against Houston a little bit, but let's face it. Undefeated Chiefs are the talk of everyone's town right now. So that was the play last week that was public, for sure. Or was it not, are you saying?
But like in Buffalo, are they the talk of the town? We all
Kansas
know
City? Hell yeah. Our draft pick's getting worse every day. It might be 33 overall by the time they're done.
It's classic, though. Alex Smith, Andy Reid, they squeak by every time. And you're going to say the same thing. You're going to say the same thing, right? What do we say and our friends say about the Kansas City Chiefs?
The luckiest team. Just random, like, pick sixes that are tipped up in the air from some fluke play.
Well, I've never seen it yet.
We'll see what happens. With the NFL, there's been a few teams. I've got burned by them. I'm thinking the Seahawks. Teams that they've been very slow so far this year, but will they pick it up with the squares, you know, going against them now? So I think there's a few teams where the squares are going to start getting burned because they pick it up in the late season. start, you know, figuring it out. It's the well-coached teams, the playoff teams.
Absolutely. Once you get the pumpkin spice lattes, once you get the autumn colors coming in, that's square slaughter season. And it's time for Sharpsville to move on in. With that said, no reason to hesitate. Without further ado, LB Poo. We're starting with producer Burrs.
Oh, man.
College picks this week. What do we got?
Well, I'm going with one college pick today. Big win for the LSU Bayou Bengal Tigers, if you will, in the swamp. Line moved a ton. I don't know. I didn't think LSU would go into the swamp and get it done. I mean, I'm a huge Gator fan, a little of a hometown homer pick, but LSU playing home, hosting Auburn, a big, big, big SEC matchup, SEC West versus SEC East. I think take LSU the 7 points, and I might even dabble a little bit on the money line. Home at LSU getting a touchdown against Auburn.
Who?
Thanks, Al.
He took LSU getting a touchdown.
Coach O.
Okay, now we're moving on. Topher, what do we got on the college side of things?
I'm going Red River Rivalry, Texas. Texas is 8.5-point dogs, so I'm going to go with Texas. I know Oklahoma's Oklahoma. I've gotten burned by them before. The 117-year-old rivalry that Texas has like a 20-game better record, and I don't care about this year. I'm a fan of history. They'll keep it within 8.5.
This is a crazy angle because there's about 20 different things you can go with. Oklahoma with a terrible home loss to Iowa State last week. Baker's obviously going to come out going. But with that said, above all else, these are college kids, just like Michigan State and Michigan last week. You take the record books, you throw them out the window. I'm going with Texas as well. Give me the 8.5.
You know what? One of the most famous players to ever play at the University of Buffalo, Joe Licata. What did he say? Shoot to stay hot. Shoot to get hot. I don't know why you're snoring right now, because all I do is keep winning free money with UB this year. They are now what? 7-0 against the spread? 7-0 against the spread.
Were you a little worried after quadruple OT, knowing that the 7.5 was back in play last week?
To be honest, I didn't even realize what was happening until OT. And now they're...
That goes for every game that Degenerate Al follows.
Indeed. That's not true. It was Oktoberfest weekend, and I woke up. But now the Bulls are plus 5.5 at home to Northern Illinois. Opened up around 3 or 4. The Sharps are pounding Northern. It's going to be a letdown game for the Bulls. Hey, you know what? Lance Leopold's the coach, and Drew Anderson's the quarterback, so you're fucking lost. Bulls plus 5.5, book it. They need a win to go to a bowl, especially against a MAC West school. Bulls cover, if not win.
Okay, riding the Bulls, Shane. Couple of homer picks from LB Poo and Degenerate Al. Topher and I using our head that's on our friggin' shoulders and actually using some logic, not just betting with our hearts like a couple of degenerates. With that said, we're moving on to the premier football of the weekend. NFL.
Wait, I actually have two college picks.
So you just slow roll me on that second college pick? Fire it in.
Final college pick of the week. I'm going to fade this team because they lost me money last week. Taking Minnesota plus 4 against Michigan State.
Oh, no.
Yep. You know what? Big win for Michigan State over Michigan. Throw the record books out. Minnesota plus 4 this weekend against MSU. Go green, go white. Not happening.
I'm fading a team because they lost me money is typically you fading Michigan. Because they were the ones that lost you money. Not fading the team that was actually good enough to win and what technically cost you money on losing the bet. That's Degenerate Al, folks, and that's what happens when you enter the danger zone. With that said, we're moving on to the NFL. Reverse order. DA, I want you to start us off this time. What do we got on the Sunday side of things on that slate?
I am being a huge degenerate this week, and I'm going very squarish.
You're going to Vegas to put these bets in. You're going to be firing them in at New York, New York. You're going to be firing them in at the Cosmo. I mean, what are some of the sports books that you're going to be locking these in at? The Venetian? Caesars?
MGM.
MGM.
That's my go-to place.
I wanted to savory. I was teeing it up.
That is my go-to place. I'll probably be at a couple pools on Saturday and Sunday. It's the last weekend the pools are open. Gotta hit up those parties while it's 80 degrees. But my pick of the weekend, Green Bay. -3. Classic pick like Albers did last week. I think they do it again. They're going to Minnesota. Minnesota, I'm sorry. Like, their defense plays good at home. If you're Aaron Rodgers and you can't win at Minnesota and cover that 3-point spread, go figure it out.
Good players win. Great players cover, as we know on DDZ. Topher, give me something. Bring me back to the logic zone, please.
Well, I also have the Packers. But I'll add a little logic to it. So, easy, the stitches.
Come on,
Jesus.
Yes, stitches.
I'm so feeble right now. All right, I'm also taking the Packers. The Vikings, Minnesota is the Buffalo of the Midwest. This is the time of year where the injuries start piling up, unfortunately. It's all luck, but you hate to see it. The Packers always start going like this, and the Vikings start going like this time of year. So, 3 points, like you said. Packers are going to cover that.
Audience firing in any picks? Are they letting us know what we're looking at this weekend?
I'm seeing get to UB Saturday. Maniac is a square.
Yeah, if Al's awake on Saturday. LB Poo, what are we firing in? What are we locking in? Two
picks for Topher. Yep. I'm sorry.
My other one is Rams. They're 2.5-point dogs against the Baxenville Baguars.
Everyone's high on that Jag train. Yeah. Everyone's saying, give me more con.
Another big win for them.
Is that on the road, St. Louis? Or, sorry, LA?
It's in Jacksonville.
Okay, so there's going to be fans in the hot tubs. People are going to be going nuts. Prime look-ahead spot for the Baguars. Rams get a big win.
Yep.
Bouncing back after that tough Seahawks loss. See, now Topher, unlike Al, is actually using the right logic. Rams had a tough loss last week. Expects them to bounce back. Not just betting against a team that beat them.
With that said,
LB Poo, fire in your double play on the NFL.
Yes.
What do we got? We got something to discuss?
Sean Tiedemann said the MGM Grand is expecting to take a huge bet on UB this weekend. They're nervous for me to come to town. They're not excited.
They've reached out. They've reached out to Billy Anderson, or you know, the big Vegas sharps. They're wondering if they can get them in ahead of time to fire in on that Northern Illinois line. No doubt.
They know sharps.
Even out the action.
Sharps are headed into Vegas this weekend.
It's the San Jose Sharps. All right, LB Poo, final two from you, and then we'll wrap it up.
All right, here we go. I'll keep it short and sweet and to the point. Chicago with a great, well, for myself, a great cover on Monday night against Minnesota. I'm going to slip here and do a little L. I'm going to fade that team, fade Chicago, taking Baltimore at home, but not so fast. You look at the next one. I'm not going to. Actually, I did a little too fast. Baltimore is my pick. Sorry,
not so
Baltimore.
Fast. Not so fast. Done. Baltimore is my pick, but not so fast.
But the second pick right here, you look back. Pittsburgh versus Kansas City. Kansas City at home. I see -4 for Kansas City. Everyone's sitting here talking about Kansas City. They're good. They're lucky. They're going to kill it. Big Ben playing awful. 5 interceptions. Can't pick his own teammates out of the group. Guess what, Maniac? Big Ben's to come back. He's going to win the game. Pittsburgh +4.
I like the Pittsburgh play. The best play you can have, bet against last week. I like Pittsburgh. I like Minnesota. Plain and simple. Give me Pittsburgh, Minnesota. Give me the points all day in the NFL. Anything else left for these degenerates, boys?
One of these comments. Javon has a tiny genie. Jonah Javad. A tiny genie. I don't know what that means.
That was his nickname, the tiny genie.
The tiny genie in Boston. Yeah, you Boston. Eat your pizza with a fork. A knife.
All right.
And someone asked me if I'm going to come home from Vegas. It's Katie Stewart, the celery girl.
Celery. It's a celebration. We're going to be celebrating all the rest of October. Start off November with the train wreck 1 year. Be there. Be square. Any last words?
D'Agostino's.
Good night now.